This is Charles Sahm, Director of the Manhattan Institute's Education Reform Efforts. We recently had the privilege of hosting an event with Joel Klein, CEO of Amplify and former New York City Schools Chancellor. He discussed his provocative new memoir, Lessons of Hope, How to Fix Our Schools. The following interview was recorded immediately after the event.
So we're here with Joel Klein, the former New York City Schools Chancellor today. He has a new book out, Lessons of Hope, How to Fix Our Schools. Joel Klein was the Chancellor of New York City Schools for about 8.5 years during the Bloomberg administration. And the book talks about his time, the lessons he learned, and kind of his thoughts on the future of education in the United States. So, Chancellor Klein, do you still call you Chancellor after you leave the office? Joel, what are the lessons that you learned from your years in DOE?
So I think I learned really two key lessons, Charles. And one of them is that schools systems like New York and other major school systems, even though they don't perform particularly well, are very resistant to change. And it's important to understand that going in. And then the second lesson I learned is, despite that, if you have the kind of leadership that Mayor Bloomberg showed, you can make big changes. And nobody doubts that we made big changes in New York City. A lot of them, I think, worked quite well. Some of them did not work as well as I hoped they would. But overall, by virtually any metric, you will see, most importantly, the graduation rate, but you will see by virtually any metric that the school has improved, more choices for parents and more options. So I wrote it as a book of hope because I want people to learn from and build on the successes that we had and not make the same mistakes that we made.
Very good. What would you say, just real quick, is your proudest achievement, your biggest regret, and your greatest frustration in your years as chancellor?
My proudest achievement is really the number of good schools that now exist in New York. In fact, as your own research has showed, the actual number of schools that are performing better in New York from when we started to when we completed is, by comparing to other schools in the state, gone up dramatically. And that's a reflection of the fact that there are a lot more kids performing a lot better. In terms of programs, certainly my greatest achievement, I think, is an opening of, with the mayor, ultimately some 650 so schools, both traditional public and charter schools, giving families a lot of options. My greatest failure, I think, is probably that I didn't early enough understand the importance of knowledge-based curriculum, the work of E.D. Hirsch at University of Virginia. And I think throughout America today, there's too much of what I think is not demanding enough, not knowledge-based enough curriculum, and that's hurting kids get prepared for the reading skills, the writing skills, and the thinking skills they will need. My greatest frustration was, whether it was the bureaucracy, the politicians, or the unions, the resistance for people against real change in a system that clearly wasn't getting good results. In a decade before Mayor Bloomberg, graduation rate stagnated at 45%, four-year rate. That's an astonishing low number, under low standards, mind you. So the inability or unwillingness to think about how do we do things not just a little bit differently, but very differently, was my greatest frustration.
In the book, you have some nice things to say about Al Shanker, certainly Sandy Feldman, even Randy Weingarten, who was the head of the UFT for most of your time as chancellor. You say some nice things about them, but at the same time, you talk about how the unions almost at every turn kind of impeded reform. Can you talk a little about the role the unions can play in education reform? A lot of people say we have to get them to play ball, and other people say we have to somehow find a way around them. What are your thoughts?
So I think you got to do both, and I think that's a message in the book. There were times when we played ball, Randy and I. I mean, the major contract in 2005 was a terrific, terrific contract, and I give her credit in the book because she went out and got our members to endorse it, and it was a tough contract for some of our members. No more forced placement in schools, eliminating some of these procedural reviews, getting teachers able to go do hallway and lunchroom duty and so forth. So I think there were things that we would work on. However, a lot of things they tried to thwart. They opposed opening charters, shutting down these high schools that were not working at times, suing us over that. So I think you have to be nimble when you're leading a complex organization to work together and to try to figure out ways to circumvent around. And never make it personal, which is one of the things that I always try to tell people. Now, on the other hand, I think the unions have got to decide, and I hope they move in the direction that Shanker tried to move them, to this whole notion of professionalizing teaching. And I think they should take a leadership role in that. And Shanker gave them the blueprint. Anybody who hasn't read The Making of a profession in 1985 by Albert Shanker. Should read it, because he points the way forward, and it's not that complicated. And if the unions get there, I think they could make a huge contribution, and they're the right people to lead that effort.
One final question. You're now the CEO of Amplify, an educational company. I want you to talk a little bit about that and kind of how it fits into your vision for the future of public education.
So it's a perfect question to follow up on the last one, because to me, the magic ingredient in K-12 education is teaching. And my view is technology is not going to displace teachers, but enhance teachers and engage students. And that's what we do at Amplify. All the work we're doing is a teacher-centric, teacher-orchestrated model, giving them the data and information about their kids, tools that will help them be more effective in what they're doing so that they can use their time better, and content that will enable them to scope and sequence a series of lessons. And at the same time, we're doing that on the one hand, and the other hand, we're figuring out ways to better engage kids in their learning. These kids today are digital natives. They like digital platforms to work on. They enjoy rich content. So we're trying to focus on that. Because I do think whatever other changes we make, in the end, we have got to support teachers and get kids more engaged in their education. That's critical.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to know more about Joel Klein's inspiring blueprint for national reform, I strongly suggest you read his book, Lessons of Hope, How to Fix Our Schools, and check out Amplify's website, amplify.com.